In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take up your cross, the Savior said, if you would my disciple be. Take up your cross with willing heart and humbly follow after me. These words come from a beloved hymn. Today at 10:30, we are singing it together. The hymn goes on to sum up the good news of Jesus Christ in the following powerful way. Take up your cross, then, in his strength, and calmly every danger brave. It guides you to abundant life and leads to victory o'er the grave. These words speak to the times we live in. They echo, in a way, the message of the 27th Psalm, and they are especially appropriate for Lent. This holy season is all about taking up our cross to follow Jesus. It is about leaving our comfort behind to face the tempter in the desert. Lent teaches us to rely more fully on God until by his grace we come to the empty tomb and we see Jesus alive. Karl Barth was a Reformed pastor who became one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century. Although he was Swiss, he spent much of his life in Germany, where he taught. And during the Second World War, he became a leading voice against the Nazi regime. Barth once said that we should preach with a Bible in one hand and a newspaper in the other. And so today, I'd like to start by quoting a March 4th article from the New York Times. Russian officials, the article says, claim that journalists writing critically about the war, or even calling it a war or an invasion, are undermining the national interest, even referring to them as traitors. The lower house of parliament, the State Duma, passed a law criminalizing false information about the armed forces on Friday by a unanimous vote, and Mr. Putin signed it later in the day. The Speaker of the Duma said that under the new law, those who lied and made false declarations discrediting our armed forces will be forced to suffer very harsh punishment. The text of the new law offered few details about what constituted an offense, but Russian journalists and Kremlin opponents take it to mean that any contradiction of the government's statements on the invasion could be treated as a crime. Besides criminalizing the sharing of false information, it makes discrediting Russia's use of its military in Ukraine, calling on other countries to impose sanctions on Russia, or protesting Russia's invasion of Ukraine punishable by fines and years of imprisonment. Now, this is clearly an assault on the freedom of the press, but Russia is also curtailing the freedom of religion. Just this week, a Russian Orthodox priest was fined 35,000 rubles for preaching against the war in Ukraine. And I thank God for the witness of this priest. But he is only a country priest from a small town. The leaders of the Russian Orthodox Church have so far kept silence. In our lesson from the gospel this morning, we see Pharisees warning Jesus that King Herod is trying to kill him. We might ask ourselves whether they are sincere. Are they, in fact, speaking with any real concern for Jesus? But still, regardless of their sincerity or the lack of it, the threat to his life is real, and Jesus responds courageously in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go and tell that fox, he says, referring to Herod. Go and tell that fox, listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside Jerusalem. And then Jesus offers the following lament for the holy city. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he says, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, yet you were not willing. At our Bible study this week, John Michaels said that in this passage we have both the fox and the hen house. Herod and many like him since are the foxes of this world. They are predators who prey on vulnerable people. But Jesus compares himself to a mother hen who protects her children under her wings. Jesus, the true king of the world, is committed to a different kind of power. The power that he wields is like a mother's strong love for her children. It reminds me of a YouTube video that's been making the rounds. In it, an unarmed Ukrainian grandmother confronts an armed Russian soldier. She hands the young man a pack of sunflower seeds, maybe you've seen it, and she tells him to leave her country. Then she adds that he should keep those seeds in his pocket because she wants some flowers to grow on his grave. In the gospel, Jesus faces Herod in the same spirit of defiant love. Without a weapon in his hand or an army at his back, Jesus is willing to place his body between the little ones and danger. Elsewhere in Scripture, God is compared to a fierce mother bear who will fight to the death for her cubs. The mother hen, the mother bear, the good shepherd, they are all one and the same. God calls us to stand up to the foxes of this world. He calls us to spread our wings and protect his vulnerable children. This lies at the heart of our baptismal promise to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. If we want to follow Jesus, we must love the little ones with the same fierce love. And so we stand with the more than 2.5 million refugees from Ukraine. We stand with all those who have lost their homes and lost their lives. We stand up for the freedom of the press and of the church wherever they are persecuted, against the rising tide of authoritarianism and aggression. We stand up for democracy and the right to freely elect our governments. We stand with all those who are harmed and oppressed by human violence and greed. But we don't just do it halfway around the world. God calls us to do it right here at home, for foxes are everywhere. And so we stand with the people of Ukraine. But we also stand with the most vulnerable in our society. We stand with refugees and prisoners wherever they are, of every race and family and nation. As followers of Jesus, we stand up for those who are excluded or denied their voice. We stand with anyone, good or bad, right or wrong, who might be harmed in our name. That's because we take our stand with Jesus crucified, who gathers us beneath his wings. Take up your cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down. for only those who bear the cross may hope to wear the glorious crown. Amen.